And welcome, everybody. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to this week's episode of Afternoon Pick Me Up with me, your host, Julia, as always, on CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope you're having a fantastic day today. I hope you've had a fantastic week. I had a fantastic week last week. I went to see Kesha with my cousin Allie, had a fantastic time, and then went up to a cottage with some of my friends, also had a fantastic time there. I had to do some course selection while I was up there, so that was a little bit stressful. And we faced some power outages as well. Thankfully, the power outages came after the course selection, so I don't even want to think about what I would have done if the power had gone out and there was like no service to pick courses for my final year. But thankfully, I don't have to think about it because I got into all the classes I need. Anyways, bringing us in today, we had Next Level Charlie by Charlie XCX. And I talked a little bit just now about how I was at the cottage and everything, and most of the music today I found while I was at the cottage or was reminded of while I was at the cottage, especially while making my road trip playlist. But there's some great new songs on here that I'm excited to play for you guys. But up first, after a quick ad in a little bit, we're gonna have Kesha, of course, because I went to see her in concert. She was phenomenal, by the way, if you get a chance to see her. I don't know if she's coming back to Canada on this tour. If she is, then it'll probably be like Vancouver or something. If you get a chance, go see her. She remixed and reproduced, or I guess remastered, I don't know. No, reproduced. She reproduced all of her songs and kind of did a mashup of them for the concert, which was really fun. It was a really good time. For some of the songs, I wish she did play them for a bit longer, especially the one that's coming up. I think she literally sang like one of the verses of this song and then moved on to the next, because like I said, it was all remixed in together, which made for great like party vibes, but just disappointing if you're wanting to hear like a full version of the song you like. She didn't do that with every song. But anyways, that Kesha song coming up after this ad is called Backstabber. After that, we have With You by, who is this by again? It is 2006 WR. Very interesting name. You can see why it slipped my mind. And then after that, we'll have I'll Take It by Sophia Stell. And then after that, we have Lucifer by A.G. Cook. So I hope you enjoy and listen in after this quick ad.
You can't handle me.
Handle.
Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is it?
Get the
tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2. Be there.
Kind of special.
This is what you're all about, girl.
Forever.
bringing us back in there, we just had Lucifer by A.G. Cook, and she's not credited explicitly or at least very prominently, but I think that's Charlie XCX's voice on that song as well. And she's also featured on another one of A.G. Cook's songs called Britpop, which I was debating playing today, but it might be a little bit repetitive for some people, but if you liked that song, then I highly recommend checking out Britpop because it is a banger. Although the only lyrics are essentially just Britpop. But before that, we had Sophia Stell. I realized I mispronounced her name when introducing the song before that little bracket of songs just played. So very sorry, Sophia. But I wanted to highlight her because she's Canadian. Shout out Canadians. She's from Vancouver and she has some fantastic music. I only discovered her when I was finishing up this episode today. So glad I found her. She has lots of good kind of grungy stuff, some more hyper pop stuff, kind of like you heard. Although I wouldn't really say that's hyper pop, that's more kind of like grunge pop. Genres. But that song came from her album Object Permanence, and she just released the deluxe edition of that in March. And she already has another album coming up in September, which is called How to Win at Solitaire. So if you liked that song, which was I'll Take That, then I highly recommend checking her out even more, because she's pumping out lots of great new stuff right now. Before that, we had With You by 2006 WR. Very interested in knowing how that name came about, because it, I'm playing it on my phone, sorry, I was trying to go to the artist just to see if they had any, nope, their Spotify description just says I love you and has a stock image of a dog, so interesting, maybe it's their initials. But before that, we had Kesha with Backstabber, and honestly, criminally underrated song. It was probably more popular when it first came out. I don't know why I said probably, it definitely was, but I hadn't heard it in a long, long time. Maybe it was the first time I ever really listened to it when I was kind of preparing for the concert. Freaking phenomenal, such a good song, really catchy. But coming up next, we have some more new music for you. Coming up first with FKA Twigs' newest single, Perfectly. Such a banger, my favorite song right now. I wish that had been on Eusexua, but that album low-key flopped for me outside of the singles, unfortunately. But she's bringing it back with this new single. And then after that, we have Truest of Blues by The Bird and True Blue, a very fitting artist name for the song. And then after that, we'll have Ooh by Sophie. Rest in peace, Fly High Sophie. We love you, and your impact will always be remembered on music. And yeah, tune in. I hope you enjoyed these next coming songs.
Another day. Leave it all to another. time.
Late
reading bodies, pumping late streams like it's so lonely. Life in magazines, I'm your Play-Doh, baby, push me to my knees. Grab me, drag me, do it fast. Down to the river by the shard of glass. I need a champion, a room for one night. I don't need another queen in my life. Tell me, baby, make up your mind. Because I think about you all the time. You know you've only got one night to shine. So, ooh, tell me, baby, make up your mind. I said, ooh, tell me, baby, make up your mind. Because I think about you all the time. You know you've only got one night to shine. So, ooh, tell me, baby, make up your mind. Tell me, baby, 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 tell me, baby.
Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in now, then you are listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, as always, your host, Julia. And that last song that you heard just there was Ooh by Sophie. Again, rest in peace, Sophie. I always get sad whenever I hear like music that has definitely been touched by her or has been influenced by her or even just her own music, because she passed so tragically and randomly, like taking a picture of a moon falling from, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Just very sad. And we love to shout out Sophie whenever we can. And these are some new releases that I guess are from her estate, maybe. I don't know what you would call that, but from her old stuff that has been finished or is just being released now. So super glad we still get to hear Sophie's music. Before that, we had Truest of Blues by The Bird and True Blue. And then before that, bringing us into that little bracket of songs, we had Perfectly by FKA Twigs. The first time I heard that song, I was behind the wheel of my car and I was definitely accelerating, because it's such a banger. Has a good balance of like the really intense bass and like fast-paced like beats with like the nice little soft in between. It's super fantastic. Like, I just love the song. I've been having it on repeat all day. But we're already coming up on some new songs that we're gonna have. These ones aren't necessarily new. There is one pretty new song on here. But coming up first, after a quick little ad, we'll have Summer Forever by Addison Rae, which is still technically pretty new since it just released last month, but I have been playing Addison's stuff pretty regularly on the radio here, so might not be new to you guys who are listening in. But after that, we have Snap My Finger by K-Trondra, featuring Pink Panthers, or K-Trinata. I've been pronouncing that, guys, I only just now clocked that, K-Trinata, I've been pronouncing it like an idiot, oh god, okay, well, whatever. Snap My Finger by K-Trinata, featuring Pink Panthers, older song, but I just, found it over this weekend. And then closing up that little segment of songs, we'll have Thorn by The Knox and Dragonette. So I hope you enjoy.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Yeah. that I got la la la. Wish that I could snap my finger. Like I had asked you to. You're getting pissed. I'm hanging around cause I know maybe one day you'll feel the same. No. Where'd you go? I'm going home. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Maybe one day.
song there was Thorn by The Knox and Dragonette. Before that, we had Snap My Finger by K Trinata featuring Pink Panthers. And then before that, we had Summer Forever by Addison Rae. And now we are coming into the close of this here episode. We only have three more songs. But before that, I wanted to do something a little bit fun and silly with you guys, because I have been absolutely addicted to Pokemon Pocket, TCG Pocket, whatever the heck, the game where you just open Pokemon cards, but like digitally. So I thought I would do one with you guys over the air. This might not be any fun for anyone who isn't playing, but we're going with the Mewtwo Genetic Apex Pack, and let's hope we get a hit. I'll be announcing whatever we get over the air here. Oh, I have to pick my pack first, though. Feeling lucky. Let's go with you. Okay. No little lucky card there. We got a Koffing. Already had it. We got a Ponyta. Already had it. This is looking like a flop pack. Porygon. Already had it as well. Another Koffing. Same exact one. Oh, and it's not even going to be a hit. We got the same Arbok I already have. So that might have been the worst pack luck I have ever had. So maybe that is divine intervention telling me that you guys are not going to be interested in hearing what I get. Maybe it would have been more interesting if I actually did like freak out and got a really cool card, but that was such a flop, you guys. I'm so sorry for putting you through that, but You understand my pain if you've played this before. I got such good beginner's luck. I was hitting every single full art card and like EX before, and now it's like, it's been like a week or two since I got the app, and now it's like, you can maybe get a new card every now and again. Like, what? Guys, I miss my beginner luck. But anyways, getting back into what's important about the show, which is the music. Of course, we have three more songs getting ready to close you out for today, or close this show out for the day. And that is, first, we'll have Crystal Castles, Not In Love, featuring Robert Smith. After that, we'll have Loki by TDJ, Montreal artist. So super cool. Or Quebec-based, but they are, I think they're from Montreal there. And then closing us out, last song of the show, we will have Fred Again featuring The Blessed Madonna with Maria We've Lost Dancing. And those three will come up after this quick ad. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me here and listening to my music. I hope you've had a great time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Tune in to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. Join your host, Arrow McCauley, for a free-flow show where words, ideas, and music mingle. Each week, we sit down with one of the local authors and artists leading writing workshops through the Word Labs program. They'll share their stories, their insights, maybe even a few secrets of their craft. Get your pens ready. After the chat, you'll get writing prompts to stretch your imagination, all set to a soundscape designed to help you focus, relax, and create.
year we've had to lose our space. We've lost dancing. All these things that we took for granted. We've lost dancing.
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for the 100th game between your Queens Gales and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Shoelace, first time.